The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm pleased on this Tuesday, November 24th, at about 3:05 p.m. to bring you the Daily Briefing. It is our daily show, Monday through Friday, where we bring you updates and resources related to this pandemic and our new way of doing life through being socially distant, socially responsible, masking up, washing hands, doing all of those things in order to stem the transmission of coronavirus. Remember that state-level updates and information can always be found online about COVID-19 in our state in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text coronavirus to 211-211 and talk about the coronavirus and ask questions in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through the United Way, and you can visit WA211.org online for a list of those services. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens, where you can have a kind listening ear or referral services for behavioral and mental health, that number is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Remember that if you are vaccinated for the flu, it can help prevent a disastrous possibility of you getting COVID and flu at the same time, which is a possibility. So do your part, protect yourself and protect others. Moving on to state-level news for today. When we went to air, Governor Inslee was holding a press conference discussing the state's healthcare system capacity to respond to COVID-19 and other health needs. It is ongoing at this time, and we'll interrupt our 6 p.m. replay if there are any details to share, or we'll include them tomorrow during tomorrow's 3 p.m. broadcast and 6 p.m. replay of the Daily Briefing. Our regional news for today includes the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department reported 343 new COVID-19 cases today. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people has increased from 322 at the end of last week to 383 today. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 people to even consider bringing back our youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. Again, we are at 383 per 100,000 people right now in Pierce County. The department notes that more people are seeking testing at Pierce County's mobile sites, and the sharp increase in recent testing volume has caused some delays in processing and reporting. They estimate that today's case count of 343 new cases is actually likely an undercount. Pierce County is suspending new jury trials. The Superior Court system is suspending new jury trials until at least January 11th in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Jury trials already in progress will continue, and jurors for those cases are expected to show up at the regularly scheduled time. This emergency order affects trials scheduled to start on or after yesterday, November 23rd, but it does not affect any bench trials or other court appearances. Only jury trials that would have started yesterday, November 23rd, through January 11th. And the court will also suspend all criminal and civil jury trials starting November 30th until at least January 11th. Our Tacoma news for today includes that the Tacoma City Council meeting will take place virtually tonight, as it does every Tuesday, streamed on tvtacoma.com and via the city's Facebook Live, and also broadcast on TV Tacoma at 5 p.m. If you'd like to submit a comment relating to an item on the agenda, written public comments can be submitted to the following email, cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org. Got to email them before 4 p.m. You can also speak during the meeting to share your public comment. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, you can visit kingcounty.gov. A new site has been established at Highline College in Des Moines. There is also sites that are Monday through Friday operating in Federal Way at the Aquatic Center, a few places in Auburn and Renton. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining free mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, November 25th at Metro Parks Peck Athletic Field. The county won't be holding any mobile testing events on Thursday or Friday this week. All residents are urged to stay home and spend Thanksgiving only with members of your household. That's in accordance with both CDC recommendations and our state recommendations from our governor and our health officials. And likewise, the Pierce County Health Department won't be doing any testing on Thursday and Friday of this week. But on Saturday, November 28th, the Health Department mobile testing units will be up and running at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at the Tacoma Dome. And on Sunday, November 29th, testing will be held at three locations, the Narrows 6th Avenue Park and Ride, Gig Harbor High School, and Key Peninsula Middle School. For the Pierce County mobile testing events, no IDs required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone, and results are typically available within 5 days. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. As I said at the beginning of our briefing, the governor was in the middle of a press conference when we went to air. We will be listening closely and we'll break in to our 6 p.m. replay if there's anything to add and update you on. Otherwise, you can always tune in to the Daily Briefing here at 3 p.m. for live broadcasts and at 6 p.m. for our rebroadcasts. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where all of our briefings are located. And you can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID on here on Mondays or on BT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Mask up, stay well. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.